So I'm going to ask you a question, and I do not have the answer to it.
17.
Because I heard this in a video today, and I do not have the answer. So if you don't know it, then we'll just move on.
Okay, I'm locked in.
How does the grass grow?
Through photosynthesis. Okay. No, that's a different thing.
I'll explain more after he answers.
Blood.
Okay. As I said, I didn't know the answer to it.
Yeah.
Apparently that's a marine thing.
It is, yeah. Yeah. And once I realized what today was, and then the fact that you knew what today was. Like I said, I already knew what today was, but the fact that you looking at me, and I was like, he knows what today is. And then I'm like, I know the answer. And I knew the answer the whole time. But, you know, I'm trying to be, you know, civilized.
And what branch are you?
Marine Corps. Today, while for most government places is celebrating Veterans Day, which it happens to be tomorrow, today is actually the Marine Corps' birthday. So I've been sending texts to all of my Marine brethren that I know, wishing them happy birthday in some way, shape, or form. I think I told my brother happy birthday, slightly younger or slightly older devil pup, because devil dog is what you call Marines. And then Danny, I said happy birthday, devil. And then to just one of my somebody else that works for me, I just said happy Marine Corps birthday, because I don't know her as well as everybody else.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. And, yeah, it's been, that's not what I want. It's been a pretty good day. So, we'll...
You didn't really have to work today, though, did you?
I did not have to work today, and I purposely did not work today.
Because of said
day? I mean, it's Veterans Day, but I worked yesterday, and yesterday was supposed to be my day off for today. Because today is a holiday, and if you do a 980 schedule, then your Friday shifts. Because I had a proposal that was, like, due the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, next two Mondays from now or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a funny story. That we'll get. I don't think I've told it yet, but I don't. We didn't meet last week, right?
Yes.
I may,
because you had phone calls.
I may have told it then, but we'll see.
It's just not up yet.
Did I talk about like the contracts meeting, and how a lady was like said wow to one of my?
No, okay. I don't think so.
Did I haven't?
I don't think so.
So, yeah, we're. Here nor there. We're working a proposal, trying to turn it in and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back to the Marine Corps birthday stuff. But I was in like the weekly contracts call. The thing is due the 20th to the government, like the 16th to contracts, so they can review it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, two weeks ago, Wednesday was, but. I was letting them know we were finishing our peer review, getting ready to sit down Tuesday and have our review with my bosses, and then because of the contract type, we have to have another review with our upper management before it goes over to contracts, and then we have a third review with contracts upper management.
Jesus.
It's a fixed price point, so basically... The government gives us that money, and as long as we don't overrun, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
But if we underrun any of that money that we save, the company keeps.
No.
So.
Interesting.
So they want to make sure they hedge their bets to where.
They're not using all of it.
Yeah, we're putting in enough risk to, if something happens. And something happens where things get delayed,
mm-hmm.
we still make some money off of it.
Okay.
So basically, it's a review to make sure we don't go negative.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So I was like, you know, got my review here on the 7th, another review on the 9th, and we'll start sending documents over to you on the 9th. And she was like, okay, so So what you're saying right now is we're not going to get any documents until the 9th. And I was like, yes, ma'am. Do we have to do the DOP review first, and then we'll send over documents. She's like, so nothing until the 9th. No Rita has or anything. I was like, no, ma'am. She went, wow. And I was like, okay. And then DOP chimed in and was like, her name is. I'm not going to change her name because it's fitting. Karen, this is how we normally do things. Blah, blah, blah. And she just, the DOP folks kind of like basically laid into her on it. And they basically it ended up that because the next week is like the week before Thanksgiving and it's due the 20th of the week of Thanksgiving, they wanted to try and get it done earlier, or at least so it wasn't forcing people to have like long days before Thanksgiving or whatever. And I was, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm sorry. I thought telling you I'm turning it in 11 days early was great news.
But you didn't say that part.
No, but that's what we were saying. And that's messages I got of other people who were listening to the meeting. And just like, Jesus. I was like, I thought I was doing good. But apparently not good enough.
You should have been like, I'm sorry that you're disappointed in getting it early. We'll back it down.
Yeah.
We'll make sure the original date is what it is.
Yeah. And then Karen tried to like enact a new policy again this week without talking to DOP, and DOP shut her down. So basically, it's like, we have these policies and procedures in place that you've agreed to. Mm-hmm. Now you're trying to tell everybody to do something without coming to us first and just trying to make it seem like it's okay, and it's not. And they shut her down.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Stupid.
So, yeah, Marine Corps birthday. Yeah. 10 November. I probably already said that. 1775. Tun Tavern, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You know, Marine signing up in bars, as you do.
As you do.
It's a tradition we need to go back to.
Signing up in bars?
Yeah.
It worked.
One of the generals in charge of the Asian area, so Middle East type.
Okay.
Eurasia, that area between Asia and Europe, Middle mm-hmm. East, canceled the Marine Corps ball.
Why?
For readiness reasons.
Oh.
Yeah, so you know when the Marines cancel a party, it's bad things happen. Because we don't cancel the Marine Corps birthday for nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard of units not drinking or anything, but celebrating it in mm-hmm. theater. So it's not like it's so canceling it's a big deal.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then freaking Army just came out with some weird, crazy stuff too. They just changed 400 soldiers' orders. Instead of going to drill instructor school, they're going to recruiting school. And after successfully completing recruiter school, if they're E5, they'll now be an E6. Mm-hmm. And then if they can get like 24 recruits in a year or whatever, they'll be an E7. And I was like, Jesus.
Okay.
And that's like I said, I got out as an E5 with 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I think Tony got promoted to E5 after he got out.
Really? Is that because of the disability thing?
No, it's a terms of service.
Oh, okay.
So when you sign up, most contracts, they're like, oh, you're only doing 4 years, or from mine and Tony's case, 5 years. Because our school was like a year long. Mm-hmm. So they get us at 4 years in
service.
In
what? Not training.
I mean, not in service, but yeah, outside of training.
Yeah.
And into in your field.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which we were both electricians on helicopters. Different helicopters, but which is a long school. What most people don't tell you until you find out right before you sign the paperwork, you're actually signing an 8-year contract.
Okay.
So most of the most of it is on the back end. So you do 4 or 5 years of active service, mm-hmm. and then what they call inactive reserve, where like every year you'll have to go in and check in. And say, yeah, I'm still here. No, there's nothing wrong with me. Hey, what's mm-hmm. up? Fill out some paperwork and stuff. And I think I did that twice at the Guard or Marine Corps Reserve base, the arsenal that they got there, armory.
It's outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've been in there twice.
Yeah.
I didn't like where that went for some reason. I don't know. But what they also don't tell you is if you do this thing called the delayed entry program, which you can sign up as soon as you turn 17, that time also counts.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I signed up. Signed up when I was 17. Went to boot camp. June of 2002.
Okay.
So I got basically July of 2001 to June of 2002 all on the front end of my service.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I was like, yeah.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. turned 18 in boot camp. Like I said, you know. Other people don't.
Yeah.
That was an interesting day. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad?
No. When the senior drill instructor found out, he let me call home. Which is also funny because when you get to the Marine Corps, it's late at night. Mm-hmm. Paris Island, San Diego is probably the same. Paris Island, they drive you in super late. It's dark. They like drive you around in circles on this island. If you look up Paris Island, it's itty bitty.
Mm-hmm.
They confuse the crap out of you.
Really?
Yeah, because they don't want you to run. And if you don't know how to get out, it's all a mind game from day one.
Why would you want to, like, you signed up for it? Why would they?
It's a, for those who are unprepared,
mm-hmm.
it is a shock.
Oh.
And can be. I mean, they don't let you lace your shoes for like the first 3 weeks.
Okay.
Or your shoes are laced, they're just not tied.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless you're doing PT.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's funny. and like I said, we had people who tried to run before. Not the first day, but like the first couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on the third floor and series gunnery sergeant and walked in. We heard the door open and close. One of the drill instructors went flying. And here comes senior series gunnery sergeant throwing a freaking recruit back in the building.
Damn.
As the drill instructor was getting to the door. It was just happened to be luck. I mean, he wouldn't have gotten anywhere.
Yeah.
Because it's... But then we had to watch him. Suicide watch. Until they could get him. But no, you get out there, it's dark, they got the yellow footprints, which are how you're supposed to stand on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you to fill it in front to back, left to right, on the yellow footprints, and then they just start, they'd go through their whole spiel and go into the building and start filling out more paperwork that you already filled out. For me, it was in Nashville, and just continue, and they're like, well, while you were on your way here, did you do drugs? No. We're going to check. No. Okay. We're still going to test you. If you pop here and you didn't tell us you did, we're going to kick you out, and you're going to get a dishonorable discharge. And then they take all your personal effects except for the clothes you got. And you put them in a manila envelope. And then you take your clothes and also put them in a manila envelope as they give you your military equipment.
Yeah.
But you also, at that point, there's like a speech on a phone in a phone bank. And you go in and you read verbatim what that speech is. This is recruit, blah, blah, blah. I've made it safely to Paris Island. I will send you a letter. With an address, if you want to ship things, these are things you cannot mail to me, blah, 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 blah. thank you, bye. You don't even wait to listen to them respond. I was the first in line. Mm-hmm. They said, first in line, go, open the door, make sure they say the speech, nothing else, and then tell them to go. So basically you're a phone monitor. Mm-hmm. So they go through. At some point in there, they switched receiving drill instructors, and the receiving drill instructor did not realize the front of the line folks did not call.
Oh!
So, about 2 weeks in, or maybe a week in, I don't know, time compresses and things, my senior pulls me aside and says, did you call did you touch base with anybody when you checked in here? And I said, no, senior instructor, and explained him the situation. He's like, understood. Call them now. And so he was like, your dad reached out to the recruiters who then went down the path and got in touch with us. And I was like, yep, there we are. And then like 2 weeks later, my birthday, I got to call again, and mm-hmm. My senior like kind of sat me down. And he's like, I've been noticing you, or I haven't really noticed you because I'm in the back, I'm small. What is it that you want? And I was like, well, eventually, senior drill instructor, I would like to be the guide who's the best recruit, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, all right, we'll see. 2 days later, we're doing formation drills where we take the four squads, mm-hmm. and break them into two and then bring them up. And the third squad leader just could not get it. And I just hear, Luckner, up here, now. And then from there on, I was third squad leader. And then right before going into the Crucible, he made me guide. Mm-hmm. And then the series gunnery sergeant, right after the Crucible, said, the Crucible is a 54-hour endurance test where you get like 4 hours of sleep and do all the crazy things you think in the military, like fake fire, crawling under wire, and like dunking yourself in the water and going through a drainage ditch, culvert, and coming out the other side, and all the little war things that you'd think about. And then, like, the series gunnery sergeant was like, you weren't doing this stuff before. We went in, and I was like, no, sir. He's like, no. He's like, go get the other one. And so I didn't graduate as guide. But I marched to graduation as the guide, handed mm-hmm. off the guide flag, or mm-hmm. the guide pole, and then took my spot back in third squad. And then the senior drill instructor apologized to my dad. He's like, he should have been my guide earlier on. I'm sorry. But yeah, that was my camp experience, I guess.
Yeah.
It was great.
Fun times. And then you went off to Iraq and
Afghanistan. I was in the stand.
Yeah. Fun times. A couple of tours?
Just one.
Or just one?
Regrettably. I'm one of those that, I don't know how many, I'm sure there's more that feel like I do too, that during that time frame, I feel like I didn't do enough. Mm-hmm. Because I only went once. Mm-hmm. But that's the luck of the draw, too. Needs of the Marine Corps dictate where you go, and then the needs of the Marine Corps dictate if you deploy, and
yeah.
when you deploy, and where you deploy to. So,
yeah.
Like I said, Tony deployed twice to Iraq, actually with two different units, and I think he switched units basically just to deploy because they didn't have enough people to deploy, and I didn't have that opportunity to mm-hmm. to make that decision.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they would have let me stay when I was there, I would have stayed for the full 14 months, but they switched. Marine Corps does things differently than the Army. Army does 14 months with a break in the middle. Marine Corps does 7 months. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. But, you know. It's It's fun. I liked it. I mean, I wouldn't do it for a living. I would have. I'm the one in the family that could have stayed the whole time. Mm-hmm. Be retiring now, I guess.
Yeah, close to it.
Pretty close. Yeah. No, yeah. Because I would have been 18, 38 would have been my 20.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So I would have been very close to retiring or making that decision.
Mm-hmm.
Or have already. Yeah.
Figured out your path.
Yep. But then, it's Veterans Day, or tomorrow. I hate Veterans Day, too. It's like the one time a year that, like, that a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, veteran, and people find out, oh, you're a veteran? Thank you for your service. And I'm just like, I don't know how to answer that. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
I think I heard it. I saw it. I had heard another video about the same thing because most veterans don't want you to say it. Because,
yeah.
Either they felt like they didn't do enough, or the things that they did over there, they were like, no,
yeah,
type situation. So I think that's a lot more veterans than just you that feel like,
yeah,
let's just not. But then again, you do have that very small select that are full of themselves.
Feel like they're entitled.
There you go.
Yeah. I can say that.
Yeah, because I was like, I am not a veteran. I'm not in that, so I don't want to say that. But yes, that feel like they did deserve it, and maybe. But
in my experience, and this is a generalization, not really a generalization. Mm-hmm. Just I meet sometimes some of what you would call the worst side of the veteran or military aspect most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could understand that my referencing could be skewed.
Yeah.
But in the experiences that I've had, the ones that are that go after that, thanks for your service, and get all like huffy and puffy about it, are the ones that didn't do shit.
Mm.
Or they were the shit bags where you go, let me see your wingspan. And they're like, what? And I'm like, do this. And they go, well, now I see the wingspan of a shitbird. Perfect. So, that's been my experience. I know that's not the case, but again, I deal with a ton of veterans that are in Alabama working on helicopters. Don't get me wrong; there's some great ones, but God Almighty.
Yeah, and it's usually just the 0.1% that is just the extremely vocal that is giving like the others are like, yeah, they're whatever.
Yeah.
So
and then. There was a guy we had. He was a flight line guy,
mm-hmm,
in our unit, or he was a crew chief, but he was just, I'm using air quotes here for those who can't see, broke. He was a broke body. He was always broke, couldn't PT, couldn't fly, couldn't do any of the stuff, and he found out we were deploying.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, he wasn't broke no more. And they said, nah, you can stay here. If you were too broke to do PT and do all these other things, you're too broke to go to Afghanistan.
Damn.
Yeah. So it's cutthroat. Don't get me wrong. And I was super happy when they did that. But again, I was a lowly Lance Corporal who didn't know no better. And I was just like, ha ha, shitbird.
Because I think we've talked about it, it's good money.
Deploying is good money. I mean, but there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
and
that's how you save all your money.
Yeah, I was trying to explain to somebody who wasn't in the military, is a young kid, 20, 25, turning 26,
mm-hmm,
or maybe 26, 27. But it was like, I don't understand. I just can't put myself in the frame of reference. And I was like, of being in war, I was like, it's actually easier than you think. Especially, because like I said, I'm an air winger. I'm from what most Marine Corps ground pounders would call as a pogue, which is fine. It's cool. Everybody does their own job, and everybody has a different in-theater experience.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was basically getting rocketed or mortared indirectly 3 to 7 times a week. Maybe 10 if they were smart about it. And goddamn, are they smart about it. Because they pack ice in the tubes and then just leave. And so slowly, over the course of the day, as the ice melts, the mortar round gets lower and lower, and then shoots off. They're long gone.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been gone for 12 hours. And you just hear... And...
Dang.
Amber alert. This is the voice. Get into your bunker. And then there was one night that it just kept going. It was near the first Afghani elections, like the week of, and it just kept going. I don't even think they were hitting the base, but it just kept going and going and going.
Mm-hmm.
And we had maybe like a 30-minute lull, and you just hear, "What are you doing? Get back in your bunker. Get your flak and your Kevlar and get back in your bunker." It wasn't us, because we're just sitting in under the culvert.
Mm-hmm.
it's concrete culvert stuff in between the hooches. Because it took us about 5 minutes to get off the flight line and get into a bunker.
Yeah.
It's just the Air Force being the Air Force, man. They're just lost in the sauce, running around out like 30 minutes into like a 3-hour attack. Indirect attack. Got helicopters flying around trying to see if they can find people. It's like, Apache ain't gonna find nothing. There ain't nobody out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I lost my train of thought. I don't even know where I was started with that.
I don't know either. Oh, man. So did you end up watching the last episode?
Of Loker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I like the tree.
Yeah, it was the Norse mythology?
Yeah,
Tree of Life.
I was like, oh, Yggdrasil! Yeah!
It'll be interesting to see where they go with the movie now, because movie is all about Kang, isn't it? Kang's Dynasty, that's the name of the movie, isn't it?
Yeah, so, and they're still, like I said, they're still, sorry for any of those folks that are listening to this without having seen it. When they were talking, they're still talking about, like, Kang variants and that they were tracking them out there.
Yeah.
And they brought in the Ant-Man Quantumania movie.
Variant.
They were like, yeah, there was something kind of adjacent to 616, but they handled it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I don't know. It was interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know how long. He did his own Groundhog Day over and over again for over millennia.
Centuries
to learn the mechanics, yeah. And then how many times did he fight and talk to Kang in that situation?
Yeah.
And learned more skills. Mm-hmm. So, and then finding out how to just be like, well,
fuck it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on par, and I think there's a mythology in Norse mythology where he was trapped in or locked away in Yggdrasil for a while where he couldn't talk in the silent realm. So they could be pulling from that too. But
yeah,
he is now, what are they calling him? I think they may be calling him the God of Stories now.
Okay.
Is what his title is officially, the God of Stories.
Really?
Instead of He Who Remains.
Oh, you're talking about Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Or not Ant-Man, Loki.
Loki, yeah.
Could be. I mean, they haven't really... The ending was...
Yeah. It's like,
So that's the thing that didn't... That I didn't fully understand. What was it? I don't think it was a credit scene, because they stopped doing those. They just made them trailers now.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole, like, seeing Morbius staring at his own house.
Yeah.
So... But in previous, he told... whatever her name is, B something or...
You know about Renslayer, Sylvia?
No, the...
Oh, B-15?
Yeah, B-15. Being like, all right, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
So was he just going to walk around other timelines? Because it seemed like he was going to go to his own timeline.
Yeah, but he didn't. He went to a variant timeline.
Yeah, because he was watching himself, and so it was well, he's not going there now.
Yeah, I think he's supposed to be he is a variant, but
yeah.
So he's outside of a timeline anyway, because they all were. But I don't know. Yeah, I think he just wanted to see what he was missing out of.
I guess, but is he just going to go back to the TVA? But he already told her he was leaving.
I think eventually he'll find his way back to the TVA.
And then they're just going to be gone?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because Sylvia is always just going to be doing her own thing.
Yeah, for all the safe and slow play stuff they did throughout the show, they definitely kicked it up a notch for the last episode. Mm-hmm. You know, how you're supposed to for a last episode. And you know, expanded mm-hmm. the multiverse even another further step.
Yeah.
So, I did go see the Marvels with Tony and his wife last night.
Yeah.
Yep. It's not going to crack anybody's top 15, but it's definitely not the worst thing ever made.
Okay.
It's not Eternal levels bad, but it's a solid mid-tier Marvel movie. It had a fuck ton of continuity errors. Like, there was one point where Kamala Khan was in her costume, and they were going through the whole switching, which they explained that really well. It's like when any two or three of them use their powers at the exact same time, mm-hmm. they switch.
Okay.
So it's not just when one of them uses their powers, they switch. It's when multiple of them use their powers, they switch. So, Captain Marvel was flying up, and something made Kamala use her powers, and then they swapped. So now she was falling, Marvel was on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she appeared, she was in street clothes and not her costume anymore.
Mm.
I was like, interesting. Things and then like she like magically got popcorn at some point in one of their conversations. It was rough.
Damn.
It definitely felt like, the director fucked off with 3 months left to go in the end production part, and which is true. She did.
Oh really?
Yeah. She went and started another project 3 months before they finished the movie.
How does that work with her contract with them?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Apparently it did, but like she basically said, well, the process went on and the movie got delayed so long that
there is that.
I had other other commitments.
The looking here, like Kang Dynasty movie isn't even going to be out for like 3 years.
What's the next Avengers movie called?
I don't know. You're asking me?
Yeah.
What the next? Secret War? No, Secret Wars is 2027. Every upcoming Marvel movie. Let's see if this works.
There's got to be another Avengers movie coming up.
So they just had the Marvels.
Yep.
Captain America: New World Order.
I think that just got pushed.
May 3rd of this next year.
I think
that
just got pushed.
Probably. Thunderbolts.
Okay, that's the in Avengers League, basically.
Looks like it. Blade.
Ooh, that one. I don't think that's making it. Did you hear about that? Oh yeah, Blade. They were relegating him to like a background character in his own movie.
What?
Yeah.
I can't say much. I mean, look at Ahsoka. Ahsoka had very
They did
little
the exact same thing up until, like,
the last episode, or the last whatever.
The last couple episodes.
Deadpool 3.
Yeah, that's not in the MCU, though. Ish. Yet.
Fantastic Four.
Okay.
This is just all Marvels, I guess. And then Kang Dynasty. Oh, they have the Kang Dynasty on this webpage as 2025. So
okay, and I thought that was
WIBB says
that
2026.
Was the next one. So, like you said, a whole bunch of I think things shifted.
Avengers: Secret Wars is 2026.
They do it right. That one's gonna be good.
Armor Wars has no date.
That's a show. I thought.
Oh, I don't know. Weapon is, it doesn't say which one it is. Chang, gonna butcher that.
Shang-Chi 2. Yeah, Shang-Chi.
No release date.
Yeah.
That's the end of the list on this website.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. So it looks like the next one, because we've already seen Guardians, Marvel. So it says in this time, in this order, New World Order, the Captain America movie.
Okay. Yeah.
Who knows?
They did the same thing in this one where they kept it pretty safe. No world expanding issues if you don't want me to talk about it.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
I'm going to forget by the time it comes around.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you won't forget this. The mid-credit scene has...
mid-credit scene Chell, what?
In Marvel's.
Oh, okay.
Has Kelsey Grammer back as Beast. Yeah. From the 2000 X-Men series. It was made. He was hugely CGI, so it was,
of course,
yeah. But it was. It looked more like the '90s cartoon version of, like, a more live actiony version of the '90s cartoon version of Beast.
Yeah.
So it was. It was pretty good.
Okay.
And Tony was like, "I hope they don't try and bring past iterations of them into this." And I'm like, "They probably won't for every character, but I think they can." For some characters, like,
I mean, look at Wolverine, what they're doing with him. They've got him in the yellow.
Yeah, like Kelsey Grammer, he can be the voice of Beast, and they can do a CGI. That's a perfect thing where you can still bring in new characters, but you have a legacy actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Like bringing some nostalgia and continuity into it.
Yeah.
So they may do little things like that, and I was like, "Look at Hugh Jackman." He's like, "Hugh Jackman's not gonna do it forever." I'm like, "I know he's not gonna do it forever, but
I wouldn't be surprised if Deadpool 3 is his last time doing it, just because he is getting older."
Yeah, he's like, he's almost 60 now, right?
I mean, you would have thought that the Logan would have been the last one, time. But you know, it's moneymaker, and
yeah, and he did such a good job playing that character, but
and the problem with Deadpool 3, or not the problem, it's it's just goof.
Oh yeah, yeah,
it doesn't matter, it's not serious,
it's something I can totally see an actor go, okay,
yeah.
just to get on board, especially with this like sibling rivalry thing that they've got going with him and Ryan Reynolds. It's just perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I think, video game-wise, though, I finally beat Wonder.
Okay.
There was one level that was giving me... I spent over, like, 300 lives.
Jeez Louise.
On that one level. It was a pain in my ass.
I only have one.
Yeah, but... And I finally finished it. Because I was missing one medal. And I was like, where is that from? And it was just buying shit.
Oh, that's
it was literally buying all the standees to get the last medal. So I was like, okay, fine. So finally beat 100% of the game. It's okay. It's very kid-like because, I mean, the whole thing is Bowser wanting to be a rock star.
Okay.
Literally, that was it. The final thing was not necessarily musical, but it was like, you know, this rock music, and you're bouncing on the notes and getting it timed to where you can hit the exclamation marks that, you know, disturb it, and then finally the one on top of his head to break it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a very lackluster boss, but of course it's Mario.
Yeah. I
mean, you can't.
Yeah.
It's not like where it was Worlds or Odyssey or something where you're running around a planet or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with everything you're saying right now in the yawn.
So, I mean, it was fun. Okay. Now I've beaten it. Now I'll just put it away. But I was watching some of the gameplays from the Starfield.
Yeah.
I might. Have you even picked it back up yet?
No, I have not. I'm still... I don't even know where I am in the progression of the game, of the main story. I haven't gone very far.
Mm-hmm.
The mission that you... had up when I walked in. I've done that mission.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's perks where you can have parents and be introvert and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So that's interesting.
Yep. You can have the adoring fan. He's basically someone that's obsessed with you.
Okay.
And he like gives you gifts and stuff like that. And he can become a member of your crew. It doesn't do any good to have. I mean, if you want to go around just massacring folks, a lot of your main companions don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
He won't care. And you can eventually kill him to when he won't be around anymore.
They were also saying like you can actually opt out of, if you have it, you can actually opt out of the perk as well, mm-hmm. or the trait.
Yes.
Like you can talk to people and be like, oh, maybe I should do this, or other things, variations to where it just stops.
Yeah. So you can opt out of paying your parents. Endowment or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't remember what my traits were, other than I think I was a free star from the Free Star Nation.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do the adoring fan or the family. I might have done introvert. I don't remember.
I don't know. I have it. I've installed it. That's it.
Okay.
You got anything else?
Nah, man. I'm good.
It's good. Later.
Bye.